The OTB Podcast Network. With Green Farm on the go. Snack smart with 100% natural protein-powered chicken bites.
We are going to be joined in just a moment by Rena Buckley, Cork legend, featured in each of the 10 All-Irelands that the Cork footballers won from 2004 to 15. And the late Eamon Ryan, of course, manager for each one of those wins. We're going to be remembering him next. But before that, we wanted to bring you back to 2015. It was a chat on Off the Ball. It was a Saturday panel. It was Ger, it was Anthony Moyles, it was Derek McGrath, and the great late Eamon Ryan. And it'll give you an insight, I think, into why you had such an incredible impact on sport in this country.
You got to know the game. You don't have to be able to play it well, but you've got to know it well so that you can teach it, explain it. And if a player is doing something, what's my language here, it's not the right way, that you're able to give him feedback that's positive and that it's relevant and that it's not bull-like, you know?
Yeah.
And I think you also need to have, and I wouldn't have got this for a long time in my life, I only developed it in the last maybe 25. You've got to have an empathy and a sympathy with the player. You've got to be able to understand what the player is trying to do and to actually realise that this is a difficult skill to perform, particularly in the modern game, which is played three times faster than the game I played. But crucially as well, the sympathy to realise that when the player makes a bags of it, that he's the last person that wanted to make a base of it was that actual player. He didn't make a base of it for the sake of it.
Yeah.
And if you haven't this, I think you're in serious trouble, because what you're trying to create ultimately is an environment where the player will flourish. Now, if you haven't the empathy and the sympathy, you won't facilitate the flourishing of the player's skill. And like the skill, as a tangent to that, is really the player's personality and the player's emotional stability and the player's outlook on the whole thing. Sorry, I went down a bit there.
That was perfect.
And we were delighted for him to go on a bit. Rena Buckley, good morning to you.
Good morning, how are you?
Good, thanks. And our sympathies are with you and our thoughts are with you. And I'm sure it's been a tough 24 hours. So thanks a million, first of all, for taking the call this morning. I know that the former players have been lining up to pay tribute, which is a mark of the man. The Eamon Ryan you were listening to there, is that the Eamon Ryan you're familiar with?
Absolutely, yeah. That's our Eamon. Look, he was a very, very special individual, and just the way he spoke there, just with the, you know, the empathy he had with players, the passion he had for the game, you know, the time he had for everybody, that was Eamon Ryan. He was just, he was one in a million.
Yeah. I mentioned earlier in the show that our dealings with him around that time really left a mark, even with me, in terms of booking him in and how gentle and sweet and lovely he was and throughout the whole thing, even afterwards, a lovely text that he sent. Was he always, Anthony Moyles was asking the question afterwards on Twitter about, was there always that niceness about him, or was there a bit of metal there as well when needed?
Oh, there was definitely a very tough exterior to him, you know, and look, I suppose as a manager, he would have been, you know, he would have been tough at times, you know, he would have had, in one sense, he would have had very little sympathy for you if you were, you know, maybe hadn't looked after yourself very well, or you were under pressure, or, you know, for maybe if you were at the back of the group, he wouldn't exactly have, you know, you might have felt he was a bit unsympathetic. But I suppose that was the kind of the tough exterior that he had. He was always trying to build resilience in his players, you know, always trying to make sure he got the most out of us at training and all that, you know. But, you know, on the other side of him, and there was a very thoughtful, there was a very kind person, and he was so generous with his time. And I suppose one thing about him was he was superb company. He was really? He was the guy you wanted to be around. You know, we hung on every word. He was so interesting. His stories were phenomenal. And he brought that togetherness to the group, and in a very, very special way. So he did push us, you know. He did give us that tough love at times, but he certainly had the personal side as well, the human side, and you know that was the aim, and that we loved.
How did he help develop you personally as a player and as a person, I guess, as well? He's spoken so much in that clip there about the individual, not just the team. So what impact did he have on you personally?
Yeah, look, I suppose for me, I suppose I joined the Cork Ladies football team as a quite a young young player. I think I was maybe 15 or 16, and Eamon came along when I was 17, and he was with me all the way up until the age of 28. So, I mean, that's a huge developmental period in your life. You know, I went from being a secondary school student to a college student to a person working, and I suppose I would have went on and probably opened my own business in that period as well. So it was a huge development period in my life. And I suppose Eamon was a constant in that period, and he was a very, very positive influence. So, like, the one thing about Eamon was that he was always true to his values. He was, you know, he was a guy, no matter where he was, I was saying, you know, if he was in, you know, in the backfield in the farm where we used to train, or if he was inside Norris and Uachtaráin, he was the same Eamon, you know. You know, he always, you know, he displayed huge humility wherever he was. You know, it was very obvious in the clip you played there. He put a huge emphasis on hard work. You know, he always emphasized, no matter where you wanted to go in life, be it in work, be it in sport, be it in your relationships, you had to put the work in. And, you know, he lived and died by that, you know. He was a very, very loyal person. And he was the person who led that loyalty. And, you know, he created a very loyal group around him. And I suppose it was those kind of values that rubbed off on us, and I suppose guided us through the different phases of our lives. And he was that direction for us, and that positive influence. And, like, I suppose as a younger player, I always knew what Eamon was saying was really good, but I suppose I didn't appreciate as much until I got a bit older. And I remember as I got older, the last couple of years with him, you know, I used to go home and write down what he said. You know, I valued it that much. You know, it was really exceptional stuff.
You still have the notes that you've written down?
I do. I have them in a notebook there. I do. I've bits and pieces written down, and, you know, they're very, very valuable.
He made you captain 2010, Rena, is that right?
So I was captain in 2010 and 2012, but I suppose captaincy came about because our club, Dunamore, had won the club county champ, or the Cork County Championship.
Yeah.
So that was on the basis of that.
And so did that change the relationship then, or the dynamic, or were there deep and meaningfuls around that time?
There was, yeah. I suppose if you were captain of a team, there certainly would have been a few extra phone calls and a few extra chats, and certainly that would have probably deepened the relationship between us for sure, yeah.
I was interested, Mary White, I saw, had said that over the 150 odd games, whatever she had covered over the years, that she had never heard him, and you've mentioned it already, but just never heard him take a bit of praise on himself almost. That sort of humility seemed to be, because frequently in sport, particularly at that level, there can be a false humility about things, that the veneer is way for thin, but it feels to have been, and particularly when you look at the longevity of it, quite a genuine trait.
Oh, absolutely. I would very much say that. And, you know, and I think the humility that Eamon possessed, I think that was crucial in the longevity of the team, you know. Like, there's absolutely no doubt that the group that were there were a talented bunch. And, you know, no matter who would have been in charge of us, I'm sure there would have been some success. Mm-hmm. But I think the humility that Eamon possessed, and the ability to keep everybody's feet on the ground, and, you know, make sure that everybody in the group was valued, I think that was hugely significant in the prolonged success of the group. I think that was crucial.
That's the key thing, because I presume it's probably the question you were asked most during your playing career. You still get asked most, is what was with the longevity? How did you manage to keep going so long? Did you do five in a row and then five in a row? And that's probably the answer right there in a nutshell, the humility of the team that was exemplified best by the manager of the team.
Absolutely. And Eamon led the way there. And I think we followed. And, you know, it's, I suppose that's something that has been very important in the longevity of football. But, I mean, there's a much greater thing at play here, you know, the humility that you must possess in your life. And, you know, that type of an influence was so, so positive on all of us. And while it was fantastic for us in terms of being successful on the football pitch, much more important than that humility to have in life is very, very important.
Did he have a philosophy on how the game should be played?
I suppose he did. So I suppose when I reflect on Eamon as a coach, he would have been a stickler in terms of the skills and getting the basics right. So we would have practiced the basic skills over and over, practicing with our left, practicing with our right, and you know, going through every year, no matter if you were 15 or you were 33, going through how to kick the ball, how to hand pass the ball, and doing that repetitively and making sure you were getting the basic skills right. And I think Eamon probably married, you know, those fundamentals with having, you know, an excellent attitude. And it was through the marrying of those two things, you know, that he gained success within the team. He probably didn't focus too much on the tactical side of things. He obviously wanted us to play in a certain style, and training would have been set up to, you know, to allow us to learn that style and develop that style. But he probably didn't harp on too much with the specifics of how exactly he wanted us to play. He made sure our basic skills were correct. He made sure our attitude was spot on, and that we had the confidence to play as well as we can. And then he left us at it. And thankfully, things worked out very well most of the time.
Was there time to reminisce at all, Rena, over the last couple of years in what an unbelievable team that was and what an unbelievable manager he was? I guess, was there maybe one year you played on after Eamon, after he left, or did he walk away the same year? I can't quite remember. But was there time to catch up and reflect on both of your careers with that Cork football team over the last little while?
Yeah, look, so I stayed on, I stayed on one extra year to Eamon. So Eamon left at the end of 2015, and I finished up footballing at the end of 2016. So I played under Aoife Fitzgerald for 1 year. So like I was saying earlier on, I suppose we were aware before Eamon ever came to Nind just how special it was. And we were nearly reminiscing before he left. And I know before he left, I was getting worried, when would he leave? So certainly, you know, we were enjoying, particularly for me, I suppose, look, it might have been different for different players, you know, when they're at different ages or different stages of their career. But certainly the last couple of years, you know, I enjoyed every minute with him. Anytime we got the chance, we reminisced about him and, you know, his little peculiarities that we enjoyed so much. And, you know, we were chatting about him yesterday, and I was saying that, you know, I remember he went on a few All-Star trips with him, and, you know, like, we were just making sure we'd mind him on those All-Star trips. Not that he'd be, you know, he'd get on absolutely fine without us, but, you know, we just wanted to make sure he was taken care of all the time, because, you know, he was so good to us, he was so loyal to us, and I think we tried to reflect that as much as we could.
I'm intrigued, Rena, by the, you mentioned the book and the notes of the conversations. It was a tremendous foresight on your own part to go ahead and do that. Was there anything, looking back on it, which I'm sure you have done over the last 24 hours, is there anything that's jumped out at you or stuck with you or surprised you about the things that you'd said?
Yeah, I actually haven't looked back on it in the last 24 hours, to be honest. But I know, look, I've looked back on it plenty of times, so there's been nothing really that has jumped out at me too much. I suppose, look, we're just looking at the, I suppose I've been looking back at a few videos over the last couple of days, and one thing that jumped out at me was, there was one video and he talks about that he's not there to win, you know, he just enjoyed football and hurling, and, you know, it wasn't about winning. And, you know, I will say that brought a smile to my face, because, like, I have to agree with him. He certainly just loved football. He loved hurling. He loved people, particularly young people. Like, I don't think, whenever I knew him, I don't think I ever described him as an old person. He was young at heart, and he brought enthusiasm. But, like, by God, he loved winning.
Yeah.
And he left no stone unturned to make sure that we'd win. But at the end of the day, he could walk away, and it was for the love of the game. But I did enjoy when he said he wasn't in it for the winning, because, my God, he did love winning as well.
It's all right when you're winning that number to say that. It must have been a wrench for him, Rena, when he left eventually, with all the success and, you know, that no great sign of an end to it at that point either.
Yeah, look, it was when you know, it was always, I suppose, look, you can't stay at things forever. And look, obviously, when he left, I suppose it was a sense of gratefulness for the amount of time that he had spent with us. And I mean, I think he has contributed hugely to the transformation of Cork ladies football, but greater than that, I think, to ladies football across the country and as a sport. And the legacy, I suppose, he's left in Gaelic games in general has been huge, but in terms of ladies football, he has contributed a huge amount to Cork teams, but to the game in general. And you know, we're just so grateful for the amount of time and effort that he's given to us. And look, I suppose my condolences to Pat and to the Ryan family. And I suppose one thing is that, you know, he obviously, like, he was a husband, he was a father, but we're so grateful to them for the, you know, for sharing him with us. You know, the time that he gave to us, the dedication he gave to us, we're so, so grateful. And, you know, our thoughts and prayers are with Pat and with the Ryan family at the moment.
Yeah, well said. Rena, thanks a million, as I said, under the circumstances, for taking the call this morning. You paid tribute and in a just way to the man that you soldiered alongside for so long. Thanks a million.
Thanks very much.
Thanks a lot, Rena Buckley, there in the passing of the great Eamon Ryan, and our condolences as well to Eamon and Eamon's family. And the we're sorry for his passing. He was a man who left a big impact on sport right around the country. It's been acknowledged by several sources over the last 24 hours.
The OTB Podcast Network with Green Farm on the go. Snack smart with 100% natural protein-powered chicken bites.